There was a coup in Guatemala. The CIA sent planes to assist the Guatemalan generals in tightening the chains. 200,000 Indians killed in 30 years as butchers of their people. The generals have no peers. Where did they get their guns up to this very day? From the men of the CIA. There was a coup in Chile, 'cause the US couldn't stand a democratic government that might give a helping hand. So the generals took over after they had made a pact with their friends in Washington, and that's a simple fact. This is what we look like when you scratch away the fuzz. This is what America does. But there's never been a coup in Washington, D.C., 'cause we don't have a US embassy. There was a coup in Haiti that overthrew the priest who was representing those who had the very least. They were almost self-sufficient, standing on their feet when the generals insisted on democracy's defeat. The CIA headed south and the lifeboat sallied forth. This is why the refugees go north. But there's never been a coup in Washington, D.C., 'cause we don't have a U.S. embassy. There was a coup in Tegucigalpa. I promise I'm not lying. As a consequence of this, people are leaving and dying. Gunning down democracy is the USA's MO. It could be called hypocrisy if it were a TV show. But this is not a fiction. These are bodies full of lead and thousands of refugees dead. But there's never been a coup in Washington, D.C., 'cause we don't have a U.S. embassy. No, there's never been a coup in Washington, D.C., 'cause we don't have a U.S. embassy. No, we don't have a U.S. embassy.